We're here today in Athens, Georgia, talking to Bob about Roswell, Georgia. And Bob is going to tell us all that he knows about Roswell. Well, maybe not all that he knows about Roswell, but a number of things. And the team from the University of Georgia today is composed of Bill and Angela. So, okay, Angela, you want to start things off?
Yeah, since I've never been to Roswell, we were about to talk about how you get there from Atlanta and, where it's actually located.
Well, how you get there from Atlanta actually makes up a very interesting part of its geography, because the highway that you take, basically, if you were going to come the quickest way from Atlanta to Roswell, kind of cuts the town a little bit, and it's kind of like a new addition in my mind, because I always grew up near the square, and the square is kind of on one side of the highway. It's 400 coming from Atlanta, and then there's like this part out on the side. It's Centennial High School's out there, and all those folks went to that high school, but our high school, we went to Roswell High School. So whenever somebody asks you, they're like, oh, you're from Roswell? What high school did you go to? Roswell High School? You know? It used to be a no-brainer. Then they built other high schools. The square is where the old people, basically grew up, If you, it's kind of a joke, but we always say, if you haven't lived within the square within the past three generations, you're not from Roswell, because my great grandmother grew up right near the square. My father grew up, very near the square. That's just how families go in Roswell.
So most of your family is from Roswell originally?
All of my family's from Roswell. Yeah.
Can you tell us about them, about your father and your grandparents, and whether you have brothers and sisters? Just tell us a little about your family.
All right. Well, I've got two sisters. One is 19 months younger than me. The other one is 10 years younger than me.
And you're how old now?
And I'm 20, okay. About to be 21. And it makes for an interesting clan over at my house. My father is a big leader in the community. He basically, because he can't say no. But that's the thing about people from Roswell, is that if you ask me to do something, they have a lot of trouble saying no. And especially, my father's very civic minded. He's led the Memorial Day Committee ever since I've known that it existed. It's only been like 3 or 4 or 5 years, and can't tell them no about anything. My grandparents on my father's side, they, I don't think my grandmother was, I don't know if they were born in Roswell. They weren't born, my grandmother wasn't born in Roswell, but they lived in Roswell virtually their whole life. My grandfather, I believe, was born in Roswell. I've known pretty much all of my great grandparents, and I've known, and I even knew my great great grandmother, who was the oldest woman in the state of Georgia. The women live a very long time in my family. The men, not so lucky. We're lucky if a heart attack doesn't get us or something by a certain age, but that's because the women wear us down. That's what it is.
So what about your mother's family?